I'm Dan Klefstad. An Illinois mayor says his city will enforce Governor J.B. Pritzker's extended stay-at-home order. Mayor Jim Langfelder of Springfield will follow new rules, including the requirement that residents wear masks in public. It will also allow retail stores to open for curbside pickup and delivery. Langfelder says his city will be hurt by the lack of sales tax dollars due to the pandemic.
It's important that we do support local businesses as much as possible because not only do they provide great product, great services, but also it helps us as a city of Springfield provide the essential services that each and every one of us need to live our lives.
Langfelder says he doesn't want to open things prematurely and have to close them again. The stay-at-home order, originally scheduled to end Thursday, has been extended until the end of May. In other news, Greg Zanis spent 23 years making and delivering crosses to honor the victims of mass shootings and other tragedies. Today, his community has what might be the last chance to honor him in life. Claire Buchanan has more.
Greg Zanis, the founder of Crosses for Losses, is in the last stages of a fight with terminal cancer. His family has planned a living visitation at his home. Visitors are asked to drop off a sign or card, which Zanis's family will read to him. Rich Martin directs the Crosses for Losses program for Lutheran Church Charities, which took over the project earlier this year. He says Zanis leaves a legacy of compassion and comforted thousands of people through his work.
People are touched in a very deep way by your willingness to drop whatever you're doing to provide that comfort.
The visitation will take place from 2 to 4 p.m. at 1230 Church Road in Aurora. Zanis's family says cards and letters are also welcome by mail. I'm Claire Buchanan.
The Illinois Gaming Board decreed the state's casinos will remain closed until further notice in an effort to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Illinois' 36,000 video gambling terminals also will remain dark. Gaming Board Administrator Marcus Fruchter says the agency will consult public health professionals and review conditions before gambling can resume. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. The number of cases of COVID-19 in Southern Illinois continue to rise, including 2 new deaths and 14 new cases in Jackson County. Additional information is available on our website. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says another stay-at-home order will go into effect starting today. That's despite some pending legal challenges. The latest order will relax a number of restrictions that have been in place for nearly 2 months. He says Illinois' pandemic situation is gradually changing.
All these changes represent a shift in our approach to COVID-19, a shift made possible by the millions of Illinoisans who have stepped up by staying home and keeping each other safe.
Full details of Pritzker's order is available on our website as well at WSIUnews.org. Locally, the city of Marion won't be enforcing the stay-at-home order extension. Mayor Mike Abscher says over the last month, he's had to pick what he calls winners and losers when answering questions from business owners in his community. He says he won't continue to do that.
I will give you the direction as to what the governor's order states as best I can, but we simply do not have the policing resources to interpret and then dictate which businesses can be open or not.
Abscher reminds us the governor has left the enforcement of the stay-at-home order to self-policing, and he will do the same. He just asks businesses and restaurant owners that due diligence applies in putting safety measures in place that they should allow to operate. University Mall will reopen today from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. The owners say they encourage all merchants in the mall to reopen their locations, retail to go only.